Hey, morning on Virgin Radio for your Monday. You've got a bone to pick with me. You've got an issue with me.
And it actually has to do with the Backstreet Boys, as you all know. And if you're new to the show, welcome. I am a very big Backstreet Boys fan. Love them.
The biggest Backstreet Boys fan.
In fact, she is the chairlady of the Backstreet Boys UAE fan club.
True.
True. And so much so that the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour right now, they're on tour. And my friend Ashley and I, Ashley from New York City, we decided last year when the tickets went on sale last year that we will purchase the tickets for their New York City show, not knowing at the time if I was actually going to be physically present at the show or not. Spent $265 for my ticket, floor seats, Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York.
That's great.
An amazing show. I've been looking forward to the show. Then we booked our vacation. I was like, yes, I can make it to the Backstreet Boys show. So exciting. Been counting down to this day. Chris Fade in LA for his vacation. What does Chris do? Go to the Backstreet Boys concert at the Staples Center in LA.
For free.
Very cool.
Yeah, I didn't pay for my ticket.
Gets invited by our very good friend JoJo, right?
Yeah.
JoJo is a very good friend of the Backstreet Boys, so I understand that. Floor seats, I'm really happy for Chris.
Yeah, I'm like nine rows from the front, floor seats, watching the Backstreet Boys.
I'm like, this is cool. We're living the same life right now. I'm going to be doing the same thing in the week later.
I was so happy, though. I was there for you, though. I'm at the Backstreet Boys concert.
Super cool. Very exciting, because we were both going to have the same experience. We now share this experience. But Chris, you had to one-up me then. You went backstage and hung out with them that are sending me videos and are going, look who I'm with. Look, there's Kevin. Look, there's Hal.
I'm sorry. I did everything I could to make that experience happen for you in New York. I thought we could have done that. But yeah, so JoJo is friends with the Backstreet Boys.
Like he texts, like he has their number. He went to their wedding.
He has all their numbers except for Howie. But he got Howie's number on the night. I was there when they exchanged numbers.
Why didn't he have Howie's number?
I don't know. So We're in this back area of Staples Center in LA, and it's the family and friends area.
Right.
So there's only like, you've got to be a pretty close family or friend to be there. There's about 20 people there, including who's the
comedian? No,
who's the comedian with orange hair?
Carrot Top?
No, she's a female. Oh. She got in trouble recently for doing something about
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin is there.
Oh, because she knows them.
She's a huge Backstreet Boys fan. She was wearing Backstreet Boys. So there's about 20 of us there. And then literally, it's a really weird but super cool environment. All the Backstreet Boys just rock up.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
And I'm sorry, Pretty. I wish you were there. Like, I even said to JoJo, oh, my gosh, I wish Pretty was here right now. They're there. But everyone that's there is not there as a fan. They're there because they're family or friends.
Okay. Tell me everything.
First, Nick Carter comes up.
To JoJo.
No, Nick Carter, I swear this is no word of a lie. He had a moment with me where he thought he must have known me. Because I'm in this friends or family area.
Right.
Hey, what's going on? And gives me a hug. Me knowing that we never met, really. So I then just said, hey, man, I'm a friend of JoJo's. Just so he knew that he did not know me.
Because
these guys must meet everyone. Had a good 10-minute conversation with Nick Carter.
Has it changed? Because you did not like Nick Carter.
I didn't like Nick Carter before. I really like Nick Carter now.
What did you talk about? Tell me everything.
He just said he couldn't believe that they sold out 18,000 people in LA at Staples Center. He said he did not really. And this is real. He was really talking here. Like he goes, you know, we're the Backstreet Boys, but I didn't think we still had what it takes to sell in LA.
Yeah. 26 years they've been together.
And they sold out. They sold 400. No, what was it? 4 million tickets or something. Something crazy in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like a record.
I was one of them.
Yeah, I know. So then they all come over to JoJo and say hello to JoJo. So they're all, hey, JoJo, what's going on? And JoJo's like, hey, this is my buddy Chris from Dubai.
Oh,
and then we
cool.
all just start talking. AJ was amazing.
Yeah. Kevin was nice.
Kevin was fantastic. The guy from NSYNC was there, JC Chazez. So all I wanted to try to do was take a photo with JC on one side and a Backstreet Boy on the other.
Didn't
so
happen.
I could have NSYNC on one side because I just knew if I put that on Instagram and go, which team are you on? NSYNC, it would have gone really well, but yeah. I couldn't do it. But the entire time I was there, Pretty, I only was thinking of you.
I
got a video for you from Nick Carter.
I appreciate that. I love you. Thank you.
I did everything that I could have.
I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But aren't they amazing? Like, you know why I love them so much. They're a class act.
They are. The performance that the Backstreet Boys did on stage was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
They were so polished.
Like, they sang for 2.5 hours. Like, they are amazing. Dancing, singing, live. Like, they are so good.
I didn't know I was such a Backstreet Boys fan until I was in there. And then I started just really getting into it. I was like, breaking my heart. Yeah. I could not stop singing it.
Like, they're so good.
They said they may come back to Dubai very soon, actually.
Really?
Yep. And they knew about the Coca-Cola Arena. Someone said to me, they said, you got a new arena there in Dubai, don't you?
Also,
and I said,
maybe.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola Arena. I said, you guys would do amazing there. You would sell it out. So Coca-Cola Arena, Backstreet Boys, get them. If you're going to get them, only for Pretty Malik.
Please.
All right. There it is. I'm sorry, Pretty. I'm sorry.
I love you. Thank you.
Love you too.